We're going to get ready for our opening prayer by Sister Vivine Mills.
Good evening, sisters. Let us pray. Most righteous and eternal Father, we come before your throne at this time, dear God, to honor and glorify your holy, precious name. Heavenly Father, I come on behalf of all my sisters. Father God, I beg for your forgiveness that my prayers, Lord, will not be hindered from reaching your throne of grace and mercy. Father God, I come thanking you for your blessings, for waking us up this morning, Lord, to see a new day, another sunrise. Father God, you brought us through today. You brought us to the sunset and beyond. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, for all your material and spiritual blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for just revealing yourself to us through your grace and your mercy. Father God, we come tonight. As we come, dear God, for this another revival, I pray at this time, Lord, for all participants. I pray for our host, Sister Sharaka. I pray for our speaker. I pray, dear God, that Sister Katrina will remember the things that she has studied, and Father God, that she'll be able to impart it as simple as she can, that each and every one of us will be able to understand and to take away something from our lesson tonight. Father God, we pray that all things will be done decently and in order, and that your name, Father God, will be glorified. I pray, Lord, for every sister on the call who has made it here. I pray, God, that you will guide our thoughts and guide our minds. I pray, dear God, that as we speak about accountability to you, Father God, I pray, Lord, that we will apply ourselves with the right attitude to accept your word and change our lives accordingly. Father God, we beg you that you transform us with your words as we strive to be more like you. I pray, Father God, for our LPW family. Even at this time, God, as we mourn the death of one of our beloved sisters, I pray, God, for strength. Strength for her family. Strength for all of us, our LPW family. May you continue to be with us and give us the strength to go through, Father God, knowing how much she was a part of us, but she's gone home to glory. And Father God, we give you thanks that she was a daughter of yours, and she is now resting in your arms. Father God, we just want to thank you for each and every sister on the call tonight. We ask, dear God, that you'll just bless us, give us the right mind and the right attitude for your word. And whatever is said, Father God, at the end of this revival tonight, may our souls be richly blessed, and may we take away something that will make us better Christians. Father God, we just give you all the praise again, all the honor and all the glory. And as our sister Katrina comes tonight to impart your word to us, Father God, just help her in every way to remember the things that she has studied. We thank you and we love you. It is in your holy, precious name we do pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Vivine, for taking us to the throne, giving us our opening prayer. Next, my sisters, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Jan Goosby.
Good evening, sisters. Happy Admin Appreciation Month. We want to welcome our first-time callers. Our scripture for tonight is Romans 14, verse 10 through 12. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. I'll be reading from the NASB, which is the New American Standard Bible. And let us read. But as for you, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or you as well, why do you regard your brother or sister with contempt? For we will all appear before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, to me, every knee will bow, and every tongue will give praise to God. So then each one of us will give an account of him to of himself to God. Now we will read Hebrews. Give me just a second. Let me get over there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Okay. And that reads, "And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we must answer." And that has been the reading of God's word. May God bless the hearers and doers of his word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jan. Thank you so much for reading the righteous word of God for us on our summer revival. All right, next, sisters, we are going to have a song before our introduction of speaker. Our song will be by our dear sister, Cynthia Watson.
Good night, my sister. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day, without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go, no other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in triumph or. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, golden grain, sunshine and rain. Harvest of grain, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal joy. He's my friend. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful song, Sister Cynthia Watson. All right, sisters. We are going to have our intro to speaker by our very own Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening and welcome tonight, my sisters and those that are visiting. I have the honor and privilege of introducing our speaker tonight, Sister Katrina Stafford. Sister Katrina is one of our Lady Prayer Warrior administrators, and she was baptized into the body of Christ in 2001. And she thanks Sister Sharaka Melton for sharing the gospel with her. She worships at the Boulder Crest Church of Christ in Atlanta, Georgia. Sister Katrina enjoys serving others and helps with feeding the homeless and working in the women's shelter and also helping Haiti and assisting with the Lady Prayer Warrior Turkey Drive giveaway in Georgia area when we have it every year. She has been a Lady Prayer Warrior since the year of 2005, since it's in session. And she serves as our wonderful, accurate Lady Prayer Warrior treasurer. She also had the opportunity to travel to Cape Haitian, Haiti, in 2017, along with Sister Sharaka Melton and myself. She is a member of the Benevolent, the Welcome, the Health Team, and our ESEF, Every Sister Accounted For Mentoring Team. Sister Katrina has given us great lessons in the past, and tonight will not be any different. So I want you to sit back, have your pen and your paper ready, and let us hear a word from our dear sister tonight. I present to you Sister Katrina Stafford.
Hello, 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 my beautiful sisters. First, I would like to thank all of you who have called in on tonight to our summer revival. I want to extend a special thanks to our first-time callers. Please know that you are our most honored guests. And I also want to thank my sisters who are calling in from our Thursday night Bible study class. Thank you so much, sisters. I really appreciate your support on tonight. I also want to thank all of our administrators for giving me the opportunity to speak on tonight. This program would not be successful without our program participants. A special thanks to our sister, Sharaka Melton, for being our most gracious host. Thank you, Sister Vivine Mills, for that powerful, powerful opening prayer. Thank you, Sister Jan Goosby, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. And thank you, Sister Cynthia Watson, for allowing God to bless us with that beautiful song. And thank you so much, Sister Natissa Thompson, for that beautiful introduction. And I will be thanking Sister Dorothy Jenkins in advance for our closing prayer. Sisters, the theme for this week and for the entire month of August is, are you accountable to God or man? The theme for this week and the entire month of August is, are you accountable to God or man? My subtopic is, whom will you serve? In order for us to answer this question, we must have a clear understanding of what it means to be accountable. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the definition of accountable is when a person, organization, or institution is required or expected to justify actions or decisions. Being accountable is simply being willing to report or given an account to explain your actions openly and honestly. Accountability is important in all of our lives. It serves as a safety measure to keep us on the right path in all aspects of our lives. Therefore, we are all used to being accountable. Students are accountable to their teachers. Employees are accountable to their supervisors, and children are accountable to their parents. I can remember when I was in third grade, I had an issue with multiplying with two digits. So I remember getting back my test, and I had a big fat U at the top of my page. And I was so scared because I knew that I had to get that test signed. And for those of you who do not know what a U meant back in those days, it meant unsatisfactory, which is equivalent to an F today. So once again, the teacher had instructed the class to have a parent sign our test. I was scared. I was horrified. I didn't know what would happen because I never brought home a bad grade. So when I got home, I gave my dad the test to sign, and he was upset. He asked me why I made a U. I told him I didn't understand it, thinking that he would accept that since it was the first time that I ever brought a bad grade home. He asked me, did you ask for help? Did you ask the teacher? I said, no. Then he proceeded to ask me, did you ask me for help? I said, no. So he asked me to go get the belt. I started crying, and as he whipped me, I could remember him saying, "I told you that if you had any issues with your work, to let someone know." So let's just say from that point on, I made sure to never bring home a bad grade and to reach out if I needed help. At the tender age of 8, I was held accountable for my grades to my dad. I had no idea what accountability was. The only thing that I knew was that I would get punished if I brought home bad grades. I had to give a valid reason for me failing the test, and me not understanding the material was not a valid excuse for my dad. If we are held accountable on our jobs, at home, in our personal relationships, then why do we have an issue being held accountable when it comes to our spiritual lives? My sisters, there is no escape when it comes to rendering an account to God. Romans 14:12. So then each one of us would give an account of himself to God. Now in the book of Genesis chapter 3, we see that God held Adam and Eve accountable. So for time's sake, I will briefly summarize Genesis 3. The crafty serpent approached Eve and asked, "Did God really say you can't eat from any garden?" Eve answered, "We can eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but he said, if we touch or eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, we will surely die." The serpent said, "You will not die. For God knows when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When Eve saw the fruit of the tree, saw that the fruit of the tree was pleasing to the eyes and desirable for gaining knowledge, she ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, Adam, who was with her, and he ate. Both of their eyes was open. They realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Then they heard the sound of God walking in the garden, and they hid themselves from the presence of God. God asked Adam, "Where are you?" Adam responded, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid and hid." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?" Adam said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree." Then God said to Eve, "What have you done?" Eve replied, "The serpent deceived me." Then later on in the chapter, we found out that they were punished for their sins. Because of Adam and Eve's decision to disobey God, sin is a part of our nature. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin. Romans 5:12. My sisters, contrary to our beliefs, we are no different from Adam and Eve. Sometimes when we're naked, our sins are exposed. We like to play games like running hide, the blame game, and making excuses. We hide from ourselves, others, and most importantly, we try to hide from God. Someone may ask on tonight, "How do you hide from God? He knows all things." You are absolutely right, my sister. God knows everything. He knows our hearts. God knows when we hold sin in our heart, Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. God knows and understands our thoughts. There are no thoughts that have ever crossed the mind of a Christian that have not been seen by God. Psalms 139:2. You understand my thoughts from afar. God knows our actions. Everything we do in private or public is seen by God. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it's good or evil. God knows our words before we even speak. Psalms 139:4. Even before there is a word on my tongue, God knows our ways. When we are going down through that deep valley, he is right by our side. Proverbs 16:9. The mind of man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So if God knows everything, why do we attempt to hide? What do you mean, sister? When we stop communicating with God through prayer, when we start reading our Bibles and listening to what God has to say, and when we stop going to worship, we are attempting to hide ourselves from God. When God asked Adam, "Where are you?" he already knew where Adam was and what he had done. Sisters, where are you? We do not have to run and hide from God. He has sent his son, Jesus, to restore us and bring us back home. Now, the second game that we like to play is the game called the blame game. Now, this game is very popular because you get the opportunity to blame others for your sins. While blaming others make things appear better for us in the short term, our sin always finds us out in the end. The blaming game can cause extreme harm to others and can have a negative effect on our Christian lives. In Genesis 3:11-13, Adam, the first man that started the trend of the blaming, God had asked, "Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?" And Adam said, "The woman that you gave to be with me gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Adam blamed God and Eve for eating the forbidden fruit. Then God asked Eve, "What have you done?" And Eve said the serpent deceived her. Both refused to accept responsibility for their actions. When sin creeps into our lives, who do you blame? In our daily lives, it's so easy to fall in the trap of blaming others and saying, "It's not my fault." Let's look at some of the ways or some of the things that we say when we blame others for our sins. When we are angry, someone may say, "I wouldn't have said what I said if she would listen to me the first time." But Psalms 37:8 says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing." What do we say when we are bitter? How do we blame others? Someone might say, "Only if you knew what this person did to me, you would understand my bitterness. How could I forgive something like that?" But Hebrews 12:15, "See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that the root of bitterness spring up, causing trouble, and by it many be defiled." Gossip. The other sisters around me started talking about her, so I just had to jump in and tell them what I knew. Ephesians 4:29, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it would give grace to those who hear." What excuses do we make when we have anxiety? Someone might say, I wouldn't worry so much if I had a husband who would keep a job. But Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. What about lust? Who do we blame for our lust? Or what someone may say? That cable guy know he shouldn't have came over here with them tight jeans on. But 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. When we blame God and others, we fail to admit our sins. We become enslaved to sin and our way of living. The next time you find yourself confronted by your sins, own up to your sins and you shall be set free. The last game that we're going to discuss on tonight is making excuses. This game is played when we want to justify our sins. Adam and Eve marked the beginning of these excuses. But let's look at God's servant Moses. When Moses received his commission from God, he said, please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in the past, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. The Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth, or who makes him mute or deaf, or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say. But he said, please, Lord, now send the message by whomever you will. And this we can find in Exodus 4, verses 10 through 13. Moses' excuses angered God. And he told Moses that he will appoint his brother Aaron to help. Sisters, what excuses are we making today to sin or be disobedient to God's word? Are we too busy? Is it too difficult? Do we not have enough money? Sisters, our excuses are like deadly poison. They can become undetectable, and we may not notice that we are making excuses, which make it very difficult to confess our sins. God didn't accept Adam, Eve, or Moses' excuses, and he would not accept ours. Moses made excuses because he didn't think that he had, Moses made excuses because he didn't think that he was good enough to carry out God's plan. However, God had provided for Moses. And on tonight, my sisters, we can be confident he will provide for us. God's word ensures us that he will qualify us to do the work he has commanded us to do. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 5. Whether or not we are accountable on this earth, the Bible is clear that we all will be accountable to God. Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give an account. Therefore, we will not be able to hide, blame, or make excuses for our transgressions when we stand before God. Spiritual accountability is based on God's word. We will render an account as to how we will measure up to the commandments of God. Jesus is a great example of someone who is accountable to God through obedience. Jesus was delighted to do the divine will of God. He was glad to be held accountable for compliance with God's law. John 6:38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Unlike Jesus, we are imperfect. However, we are still accountable to to God's written law. The Apostle Paul once said, "Why do you judge your brother with contempt? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praises to God.'" So then each one of us would give an account of himself to God, Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. In order that we may do so and find ourselves acceptable, he has lovingly given us both a conscience and his inspired word to guide us in what we are to say and to do. The Holy Spirit is an added source of strength and guidance. If we act in harmony with the Spirit's direction and the leading of our Bible-trained conscience, we show that we do not disregard God, to whom we must account for all of our actions. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 8, 1 Peter 3, 16 and 21. God has given us the gift of free will. This simply means that we have the ability to obey or disobey God. Sadly, some of us have chosen this freedom to become slaves of the world. Why is this? Perhaps it's because many of us have weak faith, or perhaps we have failed to materialism and immoral lifestyles. As true followers of Christ, we are not to be conformed of this world pattern, Romans 12:2. We must remain faithful and obey his word. Man has created laws that conform to his will and his way of living. Just look at the world today. For an example, God's law says, "Thou shalt not kill." Man's law says, "My body, my choice." Matthew 5:21, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." God's law says, "Man shall marry woman." Man's law says, "Same-sex marriage is permissible." Ephesians 5:31, "For this is a reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." God's law says you should avoid sexual immorality. Society says it's okay to test it before you buy it to make sure you like it. And you sisters, you know what I mean. 1 Corinthians 7, verses 8 through 9. "But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, that it is good for them if they remain even as I. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion." And the last law that I will talk about today, God's law says, "Do not repay no one with evil." But we have heard man say, "Hurt those who hurt you." Romans 12:19, "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Although man considers their laws as their rights and freedom, it is truly irresponsible and disobedience to God's word. Sisters, let us not be slaves of sin and pay bitter wage of death, but let us be slaves of God and serve our faithful master. Let us remember the words of Peter and the apostles, who said, "We must obey God rather than man," Acts 5:29. Accountability with other believers should be normal practice as we help one another fight sin and pursue holiness. Being accountable and being held accountable by others, it helps us to be more like Jesus. Biblical accountability is the major key to Christianity. Sin or temptation can catch us off guard at any time, and we need one another to help avoid it. Galatians 6:1, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you will not be tempted. Sisters, let me stop you right here. If you see me sinning, please address me of my sins with love and compassion. I am the first to let you know I am trying to make it to heaven, and I need all the help that I can get. So I, Katrina Stafford, hereby is charging all my sisters in Christ to hold me accountable for my sins that I have committed. Christians are to encourage one another walk with Christ. For those who participated in the 100 days of prayer should be familiar with the term prayer led, which is a group of sisters who pray within the same hour. The prayer led was designed so that you don't travel the journey alone. During the 100 days of prayer, you are not exempt from challenges, trials, and tribulations. However, the prayer led was designed to encourage and hold each other accountable. All sisters in the prayer led met weekly to encourage one another, rejoice with one another, cry with one another, teach each other, and to pray with each other. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Your Christian journey is not a journey meant to travel alone. Christians who are attempting to walk with God alone and who do not want to be accountable to other Christians for their words of action are not walking the Christian walk. Accountability with another Christian will help us to press ahead and continue to live for Christ. Sisters, if we want to render an acceptance account to God, we must acknowledge our sins to God and one another. We can no longer hide, blame, or make excuses for our sins. When we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us. He cleanses us and makes us righteous. 1 John 1:9. When we confess sins to others, we will experience the power of prayer. So by now we should all know that we are accountable to God. However, I ask you on tonight, whom will you serve? Christians who want eternal life must give their exclusive devotion to God. We must be willing to choose to dedicate our lives to God's service and His commandments. By following God's word, by following God's commandments, we demonstrate our love for the Father, John 14:15. Some of us want to choose which commandments we must obey. However, I must say, there is no bargaining with God. Sisters, I urge us on tonight to serve Jesus. He is the only one that will keep up, that will keep His promises. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is the only one who promised us eternal life. Life on earth is temporary, but eternal life with Jesus is forever. I encourage you to serve Jesus because he will comfort us in the midst of our trials, tribulations, and sorrows. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go to a place where there will be no more pain, tears, and sorrows. Revelation 21:4. A place where the mansion is built on the street of gold. A place where Jesus is the only entry. Sisters, I will leave you with this scripture of Joshua 24:14-15, and it reads, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose yourself today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Sisters, this concludes my lesson on tonight. I hope and pray that I have said something that will encourage us all. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Beautiful lesson, Sister Katrina Stafford. You did an outstanding job. Now, my sisters, we'll have a closing prayer by our dear sister, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. May we bow. Dear righteous, almighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our spiritual eyes have been made to behold through the teaching of your holy and divine word. Thank you, dear Father, for the forgiveness of sin. And I ask at this time, dear Father, that you forgive me of all my sins and trespasses so that this prayer will not be hindered from reaching your throne of grace and mercy. Thank you for our summer gospel revival, this opportunity you've given to Lady Prayer Warriors COC administrators to uplift our sisters who may be feeling downtrodden, having to deal with circumstances and struggles beyond their control. Help us, dear Father, to answer the question, who are you accountable to, God or man, with all certainty that you, dear Father, are the righteous one that we can pledge our allegiance to. You, dear Father, is the only one we can trust and depend on. So help us, Lord. Thank you, dear Father, for the word that went forth this hour by our sister Katrina Stafford. Continue to bless her both physically and spiritually as she continues her spiritual walk with you. Dear Father, bless those who are sick and on their beds of affliction. Send your healing power to restore them to their normal and most wanted health. Be with those who are bereaved and grieving the loss of their loved ones. Special prayers for the family of our deceased sister, Della Kilpatrick, especially to her daughters, Whitney and Ramir. Strengthen, comfort, and grant them your peace. Be with us tonight, dear Father. Go with us to our various dwelling places. Watch over us and protect our families and loved ones. Dismiss us from day 3 of our summer gospel revival, but never from your presence. This is our prayer and petition we uplift to you in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for sending that prayer up to the throne. We thank you so much. All right, sisters, we are going to get ready for our comments by our administrators first, and then our first-time callers. I'm going to ask that you look and please mute your phones if you are not speaking. All right. So first, we are going to start with Sister Dorothy, since you just finished speaking, so you can give your comments, please.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Shiraka. You're doing an awesome job being our host on tonight. I want to say thanks to all of the program participants for making our program a successful one. Sister Katrina, thank you for such a powerful lesson on tonight. Who are you accountable to? God or man, whom will you serve? I just want to say that I took from this lesson that there will be no escape for rendering accountability to God. God did not accept Adam and Eve making excuses and blaming others for what they had done once he had given them the command. So, sisters, we have to be accountable to God. He will not accept us making excuses and blaming others. Based on our study of God's word, we know that we must put God first in our life, and then we have to treat man accordingly to God's word. So we have to be accountable to God first. And we see that through your lesson that when these excuses came about, God did not accept them, and he won't accept excuses from us either. So I just want to thank you for a powerful lesson on tonight.
Thank you, Sister Dorothy.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Natissa?
Good evening again, sisters. Thank you, Sister Sharaka, for hosting. You're doing a wonderful job. And to all my fellow administrators on program, and Sister Cynthia, beautiful, beautiful job. And to all our first-time callers and those visiting, I want to thank you for being on and pray that you will come back to here the rest of this week and join us on Friday, every Friday night, if the Lord's will allow you. Sister Katrina, wow, you broke it down, sis. You gave us a powerful lesson. Whom will you serve? I took a lot of nuggets from it and a lot of scripture. I love the games that you mentioned that Christians play. And that's something that, you know, to make you think about, what we need to be doing, and we shouldn't, play hide and seek with the Lord. He knows all, and we shouldn't make excuses, definitely. And I love the way you tied it into the 100 days of prayer and letting us know that we are accountable for each other. And if we see, and I hope that, my sister is the same as you. If they see me and they, know I need them to step in and get, correct me, I hope they do, because we're trying to make it to heaven and we can't make it alone, like you said, this journey to feedback. But I just want to thank you for this lesson. It's powerful, and just continue to let God use it.
Thank you, Sister Natissa.
Thank you so much, Sister Natissa. All right, next we'll have Sister Vivine Mills.
Good evening again, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka, for being a gracious host. And to all the participants tonight, I just want to thank you all for doing an awesome job to make the program a very wonderful one. And if we do have first-time callers, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just know you are our honored guest, and we hope you heard something tonight. A lot was said to encourage you, and we invite you back for the rest of the revival and beyond. Sister Katrina, you did an awesome, awesome job with this lesson. Very powerful, very enlightening, very encouraging. I like how you started out with talking about Adam and Eve, that we're no different from them. We make excuses like Adam and Eve. We also try the blame game. We find different things and people to blame when we don't want to be accountable for what we do. But the question remains, who are we accountable to? You spoke about the law of man and the laws of God. Which one of those laws are we accountable to? And he told us not to be slaves to sin, but be slaves to God. You talk about accountability when we are in the 100 days of prayer, how we're accountable to each other. And there are so many points that you touched on tonight. And I hope that for me and for all of us here, that would have grasped them. And in the end, you said, whom will we serve? You know, and that's the question. Who will we serve? And I want to thank you, sis, for a very, very powerful lesson. And there's so much that I take away from this lesson tonight. And may God just continue to richly bless you and keep you as you continue to study and to bring to us God's word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Vivian. Amen. I want to share that Sister Jan and Sister Bridges will not be able to come in on tonight due to work and illnesses, but I do want to just share their sentiments of doing a great job. All right. So that would leave me. You had so much information on tonight. I want to first thank you all for being on the call. If this is your first time calling, please call back tomorrow at 8 and Friday at 8 and 9. We'll be glad to have you as we continue our revival through the week. First time callers, you are truly our honored guests. Everybody on program did an amazing job. Happy Admin Appreciation Month. Katrina, you said, let us not be slaves of men, but slaves of God, so we can serve our faithful master. That's a whole thing within itself, because we oftentimes just get out here and be all about the world and forget about who we truly should be serving. You said, we will stand before the judgment seat of God. That is so important to know that this life is not playing with us. We are going to have to stand and give account to everything that we do, even the things that we do not do. You said we will not be able to hide, blame, or make excuses when we stand before God. That is so true. The hide game, hide and seek won't work. Blame on Billy won't work. And excuse maker Sally can't get it. Those are things we tell our children, our students. I teach school, and I just, some of those old phrases over the years made me think about that. We all have to be accountable to God. You say be confident that God is going to provide for us. God knows everything. He knows when we are holding sin. I just want to thank you for this lesson. I know personally that you and I both, we've been struggling this week because of our dear Sister Della Kilpatrick and other things. You know, me and you both struggling with writing the lesson and presenting the lesson and studying the lesson. But I want to tell you, your struggle is amazing because it pushed through. And your accountability is to God by sharing the word. And I thank you so much for that. All right, Sister Rosalyn.
Sister Soraka.
You're welcome.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Soraka, for being an outstanding host. Thank you to all of the program participants. A job well done. Sister Katrina, what a beautiful lesson you have presented on tonight. I did a better job of taking notes tonight, and I have a page full of your Bible references to each thing that you presented. You told on the blame game in particular. You gave a scripture for when we're angry, Psalms 37:8. When we are bitter, Hebrews 12:15. When we enter into gossip, Ephesians 4:29. When we have anxiety, Philippians 4:6-7, and then lust, 1 John 2:16. Wow. I mean, it was a great, great lesson. Thank you. I have enjoyed it.
Thank you, Sister Rosalyn.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Rosalyn. Okay, now we're going to open the line up for, and let me be very specific, first time callers, not second, not third, not fourth. We love you and we want you to be on. But this specific time is for if you've never been on one of our Bible series and you've never been on a Lady Prayer Warrior call, this is your time to encourage our speaker and make comments. So do we have any first time callers?
Hi, yes, I'm a first-time caller. This is Jessica Hamilton. I'm a first-time caller, but I have had the honor of having class with Katrina on Thursday evenings, and I must say, girl, you wowed me. You shocked me. I'm like everyone else. I have a page full of notes and things that I need to study, and I just that blame game that we're so used to playing. But she says something about being set free. When we don't do that, when we own up and fess up to the fact that we are we need help, that's where Amen. The freedom comes in. So I just want to say, Katrina, you shocked me. You blew my mind. You gave me things that for me, you gave me a reminder and things that I need to focus on. So thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you. We are so happy.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you, Sister Jessica. We thank you so much for getting on. And I'm going to tell you, if you keep calling in, you're going to hear Katrina a lot. And this is how she do it. She always rolling hard. And everybody at LPW know it. So please come and support her and others again. We thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other first-time callers? All right.
Yes. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Felicia Florence. I'm from the Central Church of Christ in Rochester, New York.
Welcome.
I will say, first of all, that I enjoyed the lesson, but I hope and pray, because I was so inspired by the work that you all as women are doing